This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Thursday, February 16th, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's S-T-U-D-I-O at sportstalknetwork.com. Got a lot to do today. Of course, we start right in New York City at Madison Square Garden. The Linsanity continues as the Knicks beat the Sacramento Kings at the Garden. Knicks 100, Kings 85. Different Jeremy Lin yesterday, only 4 for 6 from the field, 13 assists, 10 points, 5 rebounds. Of course, 6 turnovers. They've been focusing a lot on his turnovers. That's how good this kid has become, that you're going right to the turnovers now and saying, oh, he's turning the ball over too much. But this kid, he's got the ball in his hands 80% of the time. They're not afraid to put the ball in his hands at the end of the game, like when he hit the three against Toronto. He's one of the best point guards at the pick and roll in the NBA already, and he can play with virtually anybody. I mean, nobody's really torched him. A lot going on, though, with this kid now. Apparently, Keith Smart, who was the Golden State coach last year and is the Sacramento coach this year, apparently he came out and said there's no way Jeremy Lin was like this last year. He wasn't ready to do this. He didn't see the court well, which really strikes me as a joke, because you don't learn how to do what this kid does in the last 90 days, 6 months. I mean, it's preposterous. But apparently the scouting report on Lin for Keith Smart in Sacramento last night was he's all right. That's ridiculous. He can go left. The scouting report was rough him up a little bit. That's fine. The Lakers beat him up, and he had 38 against them. So, again, nobody's really learned how to play this kid. You can force him left all you want. He's not as good as he is going right. Who is? What right-handed point guard is better going left than going right? So that's ridiculous. There's a lot of stupid things going on, a lot of people who just don't understand. And, frankly, I think Keith Smart was just trying to cover his butt. They signed him to a contract. They had him. He played sparingly. And, yeah, is the D'Antoni system better for him? Absolutely it is. But that doesn't mean he can't play in another system. I'll say it again. He's playing the pick and roll with Tyson Chandler and Jared Jeffries. And if you understand what that means he's doing it with non-offensive players. I have an article up at sportstalknetwork.com from yesterday that said, put this kid on the All-Star team. Apparently he's not going to be on the All-Star team. Apparently he's going to engage in some shooting contest or help in the dunk contest. Just really preposterous. They should put him in the regular All-Star game. They'd have the greatest ratings in the history of the All-Star game. The All-Star game's a meaningless exhibition game. And without Jeremy Lin, it's even a more meaningless exhibition game. But whatever, that's fine. The bottom line is Knicks 7-0. Lin has started the last six games, and of course he had a big part of that net win when he came off the bench that Saturday night, a couple days before he might have gotten cut. Yesterday, Knicks 100, Kings 85. Landry Fields, whose career has been revitalized by this kid, 15 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. Bill Walker, a very good three-point shooter, 2 for 3 yesterday, 14 points. Obviously, he's going to lose his starting job when Carmelo comes back. Stoudemire just getting back into the flow, 27 minutes, 11 points, 5 rebounds. I mean, really a team effort. Steve Novak, 5 for 11 off the bench, 3 for 8 from 3, 14 points. Shumpert off the bench, 11 points, 3 rebounds. And again, Jeremy Lin, 10 points, 5 rebounds, 13 assists. What can you say about this kid? For Sacramento, again, another team that really didn't know what hit him. Tyreke Evans, who says he wasn't going to back down. You've got the rookie of the year saying he's not going to back down against Jeremy Lin. What does that tell you about Lin? 19 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists for Tyreke Evans. Cousins, 15 points, but only 4 rebounds. Sacramento drops to 10-19. The Knicks, now with a seven-game winning streak, finally get to 500. That's how buried their season was before this kid fell out of the sky. Knicks 100, Kings 85. Another interesting game, Oklahoma City goes to Houston to play the Rockets. Kevin Martin, we've talked about him all year. I think he's a star. He had his first scoreless game earlier this week in his NBA career. But yesterday, he leads the Rockets to a 96-95 victory over Kevin Durant and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Martin, 10 for 18, 4 for 7 from 3. 32 points, 3 assists, 2 steals. Luis Scola, 15 points, 4 rebounds. Parsons, 14 and 7. Lowry, their point guard, 11 points, 9 assists, 4 rebounds. Samuel Dellenberg, their big man, only 2 points but 12 rebounds and 2 assists. Again, Houston, to me, has a pretty good team. I think Kevin Martin's a star. Durant, 33 points, 8 rebounds for Oklahoma City. Westbrook, 26 and 8. Combined, they go for 51 shots. Harden, their third guard off the bench, who could start virtually anywhere else. 17 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, but not enough. The Rockets win 96, Thunder 95. The Thunder had 4 legit shots at the end of the game to take the lead, but they just couldn't put the ball in the basket. Rockets go to 17 and 13. Oklahoma City drops to 22 and 7. Another interesting game. Philly goes down to Orlando to play the Magic. Philly, Doug Collins doing an unbelievable job. Yesterday, the Magic get the job done. Magic 103, 76ers 87. Philly drops to 20 and 9. The Magic move up to 18 and 11. Again, I think the reason the Knicks might be able to make a run in the East is because I don't think the East is very good. The Magic, the 76ers, Atlanta, some of the better teams. Obviously, the Heat are head and shoulders. But the Bulls with no Derrick Rose, or at least a Derrick Rose with a bad back, and you know those things can come and go all year long. And still no second guy to step forward for the Bulls. That was their weakness in the playoffs. You know, is it going to be Boozer? Is it going to be Luol Deng? Is it going to be Joakim Noah? Well, it wasn't really any of those guys last year, and I don't think they've really shown much this year for them to be the guy. Kyle Korver really hasn't done it off the bench, a great three-point shooter. Yesterday, the Magic 103, the 76ers 87, and kind of a back-and-forth East to me after the Heat, of course. Yesterday was the Ryan Anderson show for Orlando, 9 for 12, 7 for 10 from 3, 27 points, 2 rebounds for Anderson. Dwight Howard, 17 points, 14 rebounds, 2 assists. Richardson, 14 points. Jameer Nelson, 12 points, 14 assists. Turkoglu, 11.7 rebounds, 2 assists. J.J. Redick off the bench with 12. Again, Orlando seems to have overcome their scoring problems. Certainly with Howard in the middle, they're a threat, assuming he's there the whole year. Another interesting NBA question, will he be there at the end of the year? Will they trade him if they know they can't sign him? Or will they get LeBron and get nothing for him? But yesterday, the Magic 103, 76ers 87. Iguodala, 15 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists for Philly. Elton Brand, 13 points, but only 2 rebounds. Philly has a real good team. Lou Williams off the bench, unbelievable. 7 for 13, 2 for 4 from 3, 21 points, 7 assists, 4 rebounds. So Philly has a good team, but again, I think it's as much Doug Collins. They don't have a superstar. Lou Williams is excellent off the bench. Iguodala is very good, but they don't have that big, big guy. The Magic 103, the 76ers 87. Denver goes down to Dallas to play the Mavericks. Dallas 102, Denver 84. Dallas moves to 18-11. Denver drops to 17-12. Sean Marion for Dallas, 16 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. Vince Carter, Vinsanity has given way to Linsanity, of course, but Vince Carter still a productive player now with the Mavericks, 15.6 rebounds. Dirk only 12 points, and they still get the win. It's a good win for Dallas. Lamar Odom finding his way down there, 6 for 12, 14 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. for Denver again. They've got a nice team, but I just don't think they have enough. I really think they need that that star. It wasn't Carmelo, I understand, and they do have a good team, but where do you see them going in the playoffs? Yesterday, they had nobody score more than 14. That was Fernandez off the bench. Kufos with 12 points and 14 rebounds. But Aflalo only 3. Fareed, 8 points, only 3 rebounds. Brewer, 9 points, 7 rebounds. Al Harrington off the bench, 13 points, 5 rebounds. Again, Denver has a lot of good basketball players. Gallinari played. He's coming back from injury. But I don't think Denver can make any noise either. Nor do I think Dallas. No Chandler. No J.J. Barea. I don't think either of these teams are going anywhere this year. Cavaliers at home against the pretty good Indiana Pacers. But again, the Pacers, another one of those mid-level teams in the East. But yesterday at home, Kyrie Irving comes back, missed 3 games with that concussion. Cavaliers 98, Pacers 87. Irving, unbelievable, 22.5 assists. He's a big-time player. Arden, 18 points, 8 rebounds. Antoine Jamison, 13-8, rebounds, 4 assists. Cleveland gets a good win over Indiana, 98-87. Hibbert, the big man for Indiana, 17 points, 8 rebounds. Collison, 18 points, 3 assists. Indiana's got a nice team, but again, those mid-level teams in the East, you look at them and you say, boy, they're good teams. But I think come playoff time, it's going to be very, very hard for them to make any real noise. I think the East is very weak this year after the Heat. I know everyone will say the Bulls, the Bulls, the Bulls. But again, your superstar reigning MVP has a bad back. And I don't know who that number two star is, that number two scorer, who when they double Rose, which is what they did in the playoffs last year, is going to win the game for the Chicago Bulls. Cavaliers 98, Pacers 87. Cleveland moves to 11-16. Indiana drops to 17-12. The surprising Pistons, they were 4-19. Lawrence Frank's job was in jeopardy. But now the Pistons go into Boston and beat the Celtics. They move to 9-22. I understand that's no good, but they're playing better now. 5-3 in their last 8. Celtics drop to 15-12. Chancey Stuckey, 25 points for the Pistons. Monroe, 22. Tayshaun Prince, 10 points, 5 rebounds. Ben Gordon off the bench, 8 for 15 from the floor, 4 for 6 from 3, 22 points, 3 assists, 3 rebounds. Obviously, Gordon, a very good NBA player. For the Celtics, no Garnett, obviously a big loss to them, but Wilcox played in his stead, 17 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists. Rondo had an unbelievable game, 35 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds. Not enough, though. Paul Pierce, only 10 points on 3 for 11 shooting. Ray Allen, only 8 points on 0 for 4 shooting. To me, that was your game right there. But the Pistons with a nice win on the road. Pistons, 98. Celtics, 88. A few other games to look at quickly. The Spurs on the road get a good win over the Raptors. Tony Parker, what can you say about this guy? 34 points, 14 assists. Spurs win 113-106. DeRozan had 29 to lead the Raptors. Atlanta goes to Phoenix and beats the Suns. Atlanta 101, Phoenix 99. Smith with 30 points, 17 rebounds, 7 assists, leads the team in all 3 categories. For the Phoenix Suns, Nash still doing it, 22 points, 16 assists. I haven't heard any comments from Steve Nash about Lynn's sanity in New York. It would be interesting to see since the comparisons are there. Obviously, this kid's not Steve Nash, but he's a very good NBA point guard already. Portland gets a real good win on the road at Golden State because they played without LaMarcus Aldridge, their all-star, and they still managed to beat the Warriors. Portland 93, Golden State 91. Wallace leads the Warriors with 24. David Lee leads the Wallace leads the Trailblazers with 24. David Lee leads the Warriors with 29 points and 11 rebounds, quietly having a very good season. Again, they have a good basis out there in Golden State, and I think a good coach in Mark Jackson, but they're in the wrong conference. They're still very young. They obviously have good guard play and David Lee. But they lose to Portland. Portland 93, Golden State 91. Washington goes out to L.A. to play the Clippers. The Clippers win 102-84. Clippers move to 18-9. Washington drops to 7-23. Blake Griffin, what could you say? What can you say? 23 points, 15 rebounds, the human highlight film. John Wall for the Wizards, 18 points, 12 rebounds. Just a couple of other games in the NBA yesterday. Timberwolves beat the Bobcats in Minnesota. Bobcats are terrible, 3-26. Timberwolves move to 14-16. Kevin Love, the human double-double, 30-18. J.J. Barea with 8 assists. Walker has 21 for the Bobcats. I'd like to see what Kemba Walker thinks about Jeremy Lin, since Jeremy Lin had 30 on Walker when they were in college, Harvard losing to Connecticut. There's a lot of other places to go with these Jeremy Lin quotes. Grizzlies beat the Nets 105-100. The Nets in a free fall. The Grizzlies two games over 500. Rudy Gay with 25. Deron Williams lost out there with no other superstar. If Dwight Howard doesn't get to the Nets, Williams will be gone. Williams had 26 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists. Triple-double led the Nets in every category. And finally, the Hornets get a rare win against the Bucks. Hornets 92, Bucks 89. Hornets improved to 6-23. Bucks dropped to 12-17. And those are your NBA games for yesterday. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Off the Bench with Josh Scarr and Scotty Bickford. Mondays at 4 p.m. on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts. Follow SportsTalkNetwork.com on Twitter at SportsTalkNET.
Oh my God.
Shut the front door.
And now like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/SportsTalkNetwork. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 120,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy and major car companies filing for bankruptcy, Cover America Auto Care has announced revolutionary, inexpensive mechanical breakdown coverage that is now available to the general public to save consumers thousands on auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for drivers to call who own a vehicle that is less than 10 years old for a free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number is 800-219-6876. Drivers who are covered with this auto protection will not have to pay for a covered repair again. This is the auto coverage now sweeping across America at a fraction of what dealerships charge and is now available to the public by calling today. The number to call is 800-219-6876. 800-219-6876. That's 800-219-6876.
Follow your favorite NFL team all season long on SportsTalkNetwork.com. Team news, injury updates, game previews, and recaps are updated 24/7. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your teams, your city, your passion.
Great job, guys. We just got certified loose slots by Las Vegas Advisor.
Yeah, but George, we're so tired.
We've been giving out so much money, and look, jackpot's arm hurts because of all the pulls.
Well, guys, don't do it for me. Do it for our guests. Get back out there.
All right?
Hands in.
Palm slots pay less.
Palm slots are certified up to 36.85% looser than the Las Vegas Strip and local jurisdictions by the Las Vegas Advisor.
Get your NFL news when you want it, 24/7, online and on demand. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. Quickly to the NBA standings. Now, this year, as you know, we're close to the All-Star break. We're close to the midseason, midseason being 33 games. Right now, the Bulls do have the best record in the East and, frankly, in the NBA at 24-7, Miami right behind them 23-7. But then you have this mid-level group of teams, Philly third, Atlanta fourth, Orlando fifth, Indiana 17-12, sixth. Then you go down to Boston at 15-13, and the Knicks finally at 500 are the eighth playoff spot, which at least gives a little respectability to the conference that nobody under 500 is in the playoff hunt right now. And the Knicks are only going to go north. I mean, they're going to be a good team the rest of the year. How good remains to be seen, but I'll say it again. The Bulls, to me, with an injured Derrick Rose and no real number two, I think they're a very good team, but not a championship-winning team. The only team I see in the East is Miami, and that's why I certainly think the Knicks have a chance to make a run in the East. I don't think, obviously, they can win a championship, but they've turned this season around because of this kid. You can say they're playing better defense, which they are. You can say other guys are playing better, which they are, but it all was generated by Jeremy Lin. So I think it's clearly Miami in the East. A lot of people think the Bulls can make a run or Orlando can come back. Again, I'll be surprised if Dwight Howard is there at the end of the year. Can the Celtics get healthy for one more run? Well, maybe. But again, not to the 66 games in 100 and I think it was 135 days or something like that. I mean, it's just too much for these older teams. In the West now, Oklahoma City, and I think, frankly, in the West, Oklahoma City and the Clippers are the two teams that can make a run. San Antonio playing well as always, but I think it's just a little too much for them at the end of the day. The Lakers, a terrible road team. Dallas, again, we'll say it all year. No Tyson Chandler, no J.J. Barea, no championship. Dallas now is like they were in the prior years. They don't have that defensive stopper in the middle, and they don't have that absurd matchup that J.J. Barea was. So in the West, Oklahoma City 22-7 in first place. San Antonio playing very well, take nothing away from them, 21-9 in second. The Clippers 18-9 in third. Dallas 19-11 after an 0-3 start, you'll recall. The Lakers 17-12, but again, just an awful, awful road team, 5-10 on the road. Houston 17-13, Denver 17-13, Portland the 8th seed right now at 16-14. They have the tiebreaker over Memphis 16-14, and Utah in 10th place at .500. I was surprised Utah did as well early as they did. That doesn't mean they can't come back, but to me they're coming back to earth now at 14-14. After that, the Timberwolves 14-16, Golden State 11-15, and then far back to Phoenix, Sacramento, and of course New Orleans 6-23. So I know it's early. I know we're at the midway point, but realistically, I think it's Oklahoma City and the Clippers in the West. I think it's Miami in the East. And I think off of last year where Miami lost in the finals but literally had no training camp together because Dwayne Wade was hurt the whole training camp. I think he played 3 minutes in training last year, and then they made it to the finals and got beat by the Mavericks. I think obviously they're the team to beat, and I think this year they're, even though a lot of people don't want them to win, I think this year they're going all the way. I want to talk about a couple of other things. We do have an email from Robert in New Jersey. Steve, Linsanity is getting all the notice, but the Rangers are playing at a high level. Do you think they are for real this season, and how do they compare to the Detroit Red Wings? Well, that is true, and I'm a big hockey guy. I love hockey, but the Rangers are getting overshadowed. They've been very good all year. The Red Wings, I think right now the Red Wings have more points than the Rangers. The Rangers in first place in the East have 79. The Red Wings in first place in the West have 80. But don't forget, as often happens in hockey, the Red Wings have played three more games than the Rangers, so that's a lot of points the Rangers can earn, six in those three extra games. So you can make a case that the Rangers are the best team in hockey. The key for the Rangers, to me, the last 5 years has always been getting enough rest for the King, Henrik Lundqvist. They tried to fix that last year when they got Marty Baron, but Baron got hurt. So again, Lundqvist wound up playing all the games at the end of the year. This year, he really has gotten some rest. I've seen him do some interviews on MSG Network, the Madison Square Garden Network, where he said, yeah, I really do want to play all the time, but I realize it's important that I get my rest, and Baron is a very good goalie, blah, blah, blah. So do I think the Rangers can make a run at the Stanley Cup? Absolutely. I'm a little surprised the Red Wings are as good as they are. They really, to me, are getting older, but Jimmy Howard's a very good goaltender. You know, they have some super-duper stars sticking around like Lidstrom at 40, won the Norris Trophy last year. And, you know, they just come at you with guys, Datsyuk, Zetterberg. I mean, they just have more and more and more of these guys. But I think the Rangers are legit. I think they could beat the Red Wings in the finals, but so much of that depends on the hot goalie. I think I'd take the King, Henrik Lundqvist, over virtually any goalie in the NHL. His time is now. If he ever won a cup, of course, New York would go crazy. And I do feel a little bad because of Linsanity, but telling the truth, basketball is just a bigger sport than hockey. It's true in New York. It's true in most towns. It's not true in Canada, obviously. It may not be true in Hockey Town in Detroit. But the Rangers do have a big following. It's an ongoing debate in New York now, frankly. You know, the Knicks, as good as they've played, they just got to 500. They just got to the eighth playoff seed in a weak East. The Rangers have been at or near the top virtually the whole season, certainly for the last few weeks. And they get very little publicity. But unfortunately, there are a lot of sports talk show hosts in New York who just don't talk hockey, don't know hockey, don't like hockey. And a lot of people think that the fan base is not as big as it is. Again, the New York area supports three National Hockey League franchises, the Rangers, the Islanders, and the Devils. So you can say whatever you want. There are hundreds of thousands, if not a million or more, hockey fans in the area. I've heard debates, oh, can you really be a diehard hockey fan and a diehard basketball fan? Of course you can be. Of course you can be. But these things are usually spoken by NBA fans or people who don't like hockey or people who don't know hockey. I've encouraged you for over a year on this show to go to an NHL game or even a minor league hockey game. Hockey live is so much better than hockey on TV. The difference is greater than in any other sport, in my opinion. If you go to a hockey game, I think you'll learn to love it. I certainly do. But yes, I think the Rangers have a big-time chance to win the Cup this year. I think it's bad that they're not getting the pub they deserve. But at the end of the day, it's not what you do in the regular season, especially in hockey. I do agree with that. It is what you do in the playoffs. You can ride that hot goaltender. And if it's possible for the Rangers to have the King healthy come playoff time and he gets hot, well, they have as good a chance or better chance than anybody in the NHL to win another Stanley Cup. Obviously, they haven't won since 1994 when they beat the Canucks. And before that, of course, they hadn't won since 1940. But the Rangers have been at a high level, are, I think, the best team in hockey right now, whatever that means. Again, hockey has never been, nor has basketball, neither have ever been, however you're playing during the regular season. It's always who gets hot and healthy at the end of the season. I think the goalie, more so than any other position, I think even quarterback in football, I think a goalie can dictate and dominate a game. There are ways to take a quarterback out of a game by, you know, possessing the ball by the other team for 40 minutes. Can't do that in hockey. You got to score to beat the hot goalie. And the hot goalie is always there. So it's fascinating. I think it's most, you could say the pitcher in baseball for the game, maybe, but that pitcher nowadays pitches once every five games. The goalie, the top goalie, is like sending out your number one pitcher every night. In the playoffs, I'm talking about. You got to get goalies. Decades ago, goalies played every game, of course. Not true anymore in the National Hockey League, nor should it be. I think the key for the Rangers is to get Lundqvist a ton of rest. And again, they finally have the guy, Marty Baron, to back up and do it. They could have done it last year, but he got hurt. He's played well this year. So I think the Rangers can make a run. I think the Red Wings can make a run. You give me Rangers, Red Wings tomorrow in the Stanley Cup Finals, I'll pick the Rangers. Yes, I'm a Ranger guy, but certainly I try to be objective. So I think they are for real this season. And if they can keep this goalie tandem together, look, Brad Richards comes over. He's been criticized. Now he has seven game-winning goals. That's a lot of game-winning goals. Seven in a season is a lot. This guy has seven already. Callahan has become a star. I mean, they have a very good team. Their defense is good. Tortorella, when things are going right, he's good to have around. He can complain an awful lot, but he's a very good NHL coach with a Stanley Cup victory on his resume. So he knows what has to be done to win. So I think they can make a run. I think it'll be very interesting. Obviously, the better the Rangers do into the playoffs, the more pub they'll get in New York. But frankly, hockey is far behind baseball, football, and basketball in that order in New York. I think it's terrible, but that's the way it's come down, especially the last 20, 25 years, frankly. The crowd, the fans in New York went nuts in 94, but as you'll recall, the Knicks went to the finals and lost in Game 7 to Houston. So the Rangers got it done and the Knicks didn't. But certainly the Knicks' ratings and fan following overshadows the Rangers' ratings and fan following. Again, you wish there were more guys who could really talk hockey, but there really aren't that many. But I think if you talk to the guys in charge at these stations, they'll tell you hockey just isn't that important. I certainly disagree with that, but that is certainly the feeling in, frankly, most American cities, virtually all American cities, except maybe Detroit. I think Chicago's more a basketball town than a hockey town. I think Boston's more a basketball town than a hockey town. You know, now you're talking original six. But that's okay. Hockey has its place. It's a great sport. I encourage you, again, to go watch it live. A few miscellaneous things. Tony Gwynn, who had that problem, I think from chewing tobacco in his jaw, had to have a malignant tumor removed from inside his cheek, 14-hour surgery. It's going to take a long recovery for him to get use of the right side of his face. If you saw him when he had this previously, it was hard to even look at. It's going to take up to 18 months for him to recover the use of the right side of his face. But he did have that malignant tumor taken out. No word yet. Gwynn, of course, the Hall of Famer, who is the head coach, the head baseball coach at San Diego State, and a very good coach as well, obviously a great, great hitter. No word if he's going to be able to coach this season at San Diego State, but at least he got the malignant tumor removed from inside his cheek, and obviously health-wise, that's the most important thing for Tony Gwynn to do right now. So he'll have to work hard on his recovery, and hopefully he can get back to coaching baseball because he's a great baseball guy. You recall the conversations Gwynn had with Ted Williams publicly and we're told privately about hitting while Williams was still alive, that famous all-star meeting they had at Fenway Park. Tony Gwynn, a real gem for the baseball community in general, and of course San Diego State in particular. This is the Steve Callis Show. Or at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese. Sunday nights at 8 p.m. only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
High quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want grade hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
SportsTalkNetwork.com is now mobile. Watch or listen to your favorite Sports Talk Network program live or on demand with the new STN web app. The STN web app works on all smartphones, including iPhones, Android, and BlackBerry. Go to m.sportstalknetwork.com on your phone's web browser and bookmark the app. No downloads and no fees. Fresh audio, video shows, sports news, and more content delivered to your phone whenever you want. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion. And now on your phone. With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in motor starters, contactors, coils, contact kits, push buttons, pilot lights, photo and proximity sensors, and many more items, including obsolete and hard to find parts. Visit us today at supplylineelectric.com. And don't forget that all orders ship the same business day. Supply Line Electric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts. Follow SportsTalkNetwork.com on Twitter at SportsTalkNET.
Oh my God.
Shut the front door.
And now like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/SportsTalkNetwork. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion.
Great job, guys. We just got certified loose slots by Las Vegas Advisor.
Yeah, but George, we're so tired.
We've been giving out so much money, and look, Jackpot's arm hurts because of all the pulls.
Well, guys, don't do it for me. Do it for our guests. Get back out there.
All right.
All right? Hands in.
Palm slots pay lots.
Palm slots are certified up to 36.85% looser than the Las Vegas Strip and local jurisdictions by the Las Vegas Advisor.
SportsTalkNetwork.com, the internet broadcast giant for sports talk and entertainment programming, now features market-specific sports sites in over one dozen cities, including New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Cleveland, and Canada. And we're not done yet. More markets launching soon. Your cities, your teams, your passion. We are SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR, HDR upgrade and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Get your college sports news when you want it. 24-7, online and on demand. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion. Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. A few other miscellaneous things. In the NFL, apparently the story is now broken that Peyton Manning wanted to play in the last game for the Colts this season. He, however, was not cleared by his doctor. It was also discovered that he had a fourth neck procedure sometimes between May and September of 2011. And obviously, the more you hear about this, you see exactly what this was. Peyton Manning was dying to come back to prove that he could play, whether he could play or not. And now I think all things point to his not going back to Indianapolis for two reasons. They have the number one pick. They're going to take Andrew Luck. And why are they going to give him $28 million and trigger his $90 million contract? It just makes no sense. It'll be a PR nightmare, I think. But I think it's the best thing for Peyton Manning. After all, if he wants to win another Super Bowl, why would he go back to Indianapolis? But he's going to make them, I think, cut him. He's not going to work out any deal with them. He's going to play it to the hilt. And if they bring him back, he'll get his $28 million. So he won't get another Super Bowl there, but he'll get his $28 million. It's very interesting because you kind of figure that Manning does want to win another Super Bowl, but I think he's not going to let the Colts off easy. That meeting still has not taken place between Peyton Manning and Jim Irsay. It was supposed to happen either the end of this week, which we're already pretty much at, or sometime next week. But obviously March 8th is the big deadline date for that $28 million payment to be made by the Colts to Peyton Manning, or else he'll automatically become a free agent. And that'll be interesting as well. One college football note, Texas Christian University, after a six-month drug investigation, there were 17 arrests made, and four football players on TCU were arrested, including three of them accused of dealing drugs. Tanner Brock, one of the stars of the team, told an undercover cop, obviously he didn't know he was an undercover cop, that if the majority of football players would have failed a random drug test. He's accused of being one of the three dealers. Coach Gary Patterson, who I think is a pretty good coach, he knew nothing about this, according to him. He was shocked to hear this. Obviously, he doesn't condone this. Obviously, TCU will get to the bottom of this. Just a terrible, terrible thing. The fact that these kids on scholarship to a major Division I program still have to go out in their sick minds, presumably to make money, they have to go out and deal drugs. Now, the only ones I heard about was marijuana, and I'm not saying marijuana is nothing. It's certainly not cocaine or heroin, but certainly more will come out of this six-month drug investigation down at Texas Christian University that has led to 17 arrests, including four members of the TCU football team, who I think are no longer members, according to Coach Patterson, of the TCU football team. I don't know if you saw Randy Moss yesterday praising Jeremy Lin and all that he's done. It's very funny how these guys, no longer superstars, get into the mix. Or even Shaq tweeting about how great Jeremy Lin is. It's all funny. But I think Moss is an interesting potential player for a number of teams. I'll say it again. Chris Carter says he can still run. He said he thought Moss could go out and run a 4.3 40 right now. If that's true, then he can help plenty of teams. You know, will the Jets take him and bring him into that locker room that had so many troubles last year and still have Santonio Holmes in it? I don't know if you heard Mark Sanchez, who probably should have thought before he did this and or made it public. Apparently he asked Santonio Holmes to be his Valentine. No response from Holmes. I mean, that's a little bizarre. But you know what Sanchez is trying to do. There's still a real issue is Is Mark Sanchez going to be a really good NFL quarterback? That's still an open issue. as we've talked about many times this year, the improvement arrow for Mark Sanchez in year three went down. Didn't go sideways, it went down. He simply wasn't that good. Now, you knew Brian Schottenheimer was going to get the blame, and he's gone. But we'll have to see if that's going to help Sanchez. I thought Schottenheimer's play calling the first 2 years, which included four road playoff wins on Mark Sanchez's resume, an amazing stat. I thought a lot of that was due to very good play calling. I thought a lot of it was due to the rollout and the play action pass and the move the pocket. A lot of those throws were easy throws because of the play call. You just didn't see Sanchez this year, whether it was Schottenheimer's fault or Sanchez's fault or Rex Ryan's fault. You just never saw him take a snap, drop back, and throw the ball down the field. I mean, he just never did it. So there's still open issues with Mark Sanchez as well. Who will pick up Randy Moss? What will happen with Peyton Manning? Again, to some degree, football in the offseason is getting like baseball, and that there are always things to talk about, always moves to be made. Obviously, places like ESPN have made it so because they've got all these football guys on staff. They got to do something. But I think, again, with these dates coming up like March 8th for Peyton Manning, these are interesting dates. I think Randy Moss will hook up with a team. I wouldn't rule the Patriots out, even though everybody else is. What was the Patriots' one offensive weakness this year? Didn't have a deep threat. Again, if Randy Moss can still run, and I thought the rumors were last year the Patriots wanted him for a year and he wanted a two-year deal, and that's when it all fell apart. Now, I don't think Belichick will let that get in the way. You know Tom Brady loves Randy Moss. I think he says he's the smartest receiver he's ever been around. I don't think it would hurt the Patriots to add him. I don't know about the Jets. They have a tough locker room already. People come into the Patriots locker room and change. To me, it looks like because of the way Rex Ryan is, for better or worse, guys come into the Jets locker room and stay the way they are. And that's a big distinction. So we'll see what happens with those guys, especially Peyton Manning, that's coming up in the next, frankly, less than 3 weeks is the March 8th deadline. So we'll keep an eye on that, but there's some interesting stuff going on in the NFL, and that's before we get to the NFL draft. A few college basketball games to look at. Number 8, North Carolina goes down to Miami to play Miami of Florida. A pretty good squad this year. Obviously, they beat Duke last week. And they were leading by 5 over North Carolina at the half playing in Miami, but North Carolina comes back to win going away. North Carolina 73, Miami 64. Harrison Barnes, 23 points, 6 rebounds. The big man Henson, 14 points, 11 rebounds. Marshall with only 5 points but 9 assists. North Carolina, obviously a major factor, a top 10 team. Miami was led by Scott with 15 points. They've got a nice team. I think they're going to be a bubble team in terms of the tournament right now, 15-9. But North Carolina, after trailing at the half, 73, Miami 64. Miami's the kind of team with a win over Duke, if they can get to 20 wins, maybe make a little noise in the tournament, in their conference tournament, then maybe they'll get a bid. But right now, to me, they're a bubble team and probably on the outside looking in. Oklahoma State goes to Missouri to play Missouri, number 3 Missouri, buries Oklahoma State. Missouri at home, 83-65, Missouri 24-2. I mean, what a nice team they have. Marcus Denman, 17 points, 3 rebounds. Ratliff, their big man, 15 points, 12 rebounds. Kim English, 13 points. They got a nice team, Missouri. Oklahoma State, Page led with 23 points, but nobody else after that scored more than 12 points. Number 3, Missouri, 83. Oklahoma State, 65. One other game. You know Murray State was really going to drop after they lost, and they did. They dropped all the way to number 16. Yesterday, they go to Southeast Missouri State. Murray State beat Southeast Missouri State. Murray State, 75. Southeast Missouri State 66, Murray State 25-1, Southeast Missouri State 14-12. I think Murray State has a nice team. Obviously, I think they're a tournament team. I don't believe that if they lost in their tournament, they wouldn't get a bid. I think there has to be some way to get a team like this into the tournament just to see what they can be, even if you make them a 9 seed or an 8 seed, which I don't think they are. I think they're a 5 or a 6 seed. But yesterday, they do get the win, 75-66. They move to 25-1. Again, they got a pretty nice team. Dante Poole, 25 points, 4 rebounds, leads Murray State. Powell had 13 to lead Southeast Missouri State. But Murray State moves to 25-1 with a 75-66 road win over Southeast Missouri State. A few other games in college to take a look at quickly. Number 20, Indiana beats Northwestern at home. Indiana at home. Indiana 71, Northwestern 66. Cody Zeller, 23.7 rebounds for Indiana. That's, of course, Tyler Zeller of North Carolina's little brother. Tom Crean, the coach of Indiana, gets his first 20-win season in Indiana, and you knew he was going to turn it around because he's a good coach and a good recruiter. Indiana 71, Northwestern 66. John Scherner, who led the Big Ten in scoring last year, had 29 for Northwestern. He's a very good player. But Indiana gets the win. New Mexico goes out to San Diego State and upsets number 15 San Diego State. New Mexico 77, San Diego State 67. Drew Gordon had 17 points and 17 rebounds for New Mexico. Kendall Williams with 21 to lead New Mexico as they upset San Diego State on the road in San Diego. New Mexico 77, number 15, San Diego State. Coached by Steve Fisher, of course, the former Michigan coach, 67. Those are your top 25 games. Well, Loyola of Marymount upset St. Mary's. St. Mary's has fallen down now. This was going to be the big game. Remember, Murray State against St. Mary's, the bracket buster. But St. Mary's has lost a few times. Murray State has lost once. Loyola of Marymount beat St. Mary's, currently ranked at 21. They'll probably, I think, fall out of the top 25. Loyola of Marymount, 75. St. Mary's, 60. Drew Vinnie had 17 to lead Loyola of Marymount. St. Mary's was 16-0 at home. Obviously, now they're 16-1. They do travel to Murray State to play. Well, it'll be an interesting game now, but not, in my view, a really important game. St. Mary's 23-4 now. They got a pretty good team. They should be in the tournament. And again, I certainly think that Murray State as well should also be in the tournament. I want to switch now to the National Hockey League. A few interesting games last night in the NHL. Boston goes up to Montreal after being shut out by the Rangers. The Bruins go up to Montreal and beat Carey Price and the Canadiens in a shootout. Boston 4, Montreal 3. That's a good win for Boston after losing to the Rangers. Boston, of course, defending Stanley Cup champions. Andrew Ferenc scores his 5th for Boston. Patrice Bergeron scored his 17th to give Boston a 3-1 lead after 2. But then Max Pacioretty and Eric Cole score in the 3rd period. Pacioretty is 24th, Cole is 22nd, as Boston comes back to win in a shootout, Boston 4, Montreal 3. A few other games to take a look at. Toronto beats the Edmonton Oilers in Edmonton, Toronto 4, Edmonton 3. Joffrey Leupold started the scoring with his 23rd of the year. Edmonton comes back to tie it at 2 in the second period when Taylor Hall scores his 20th. Jordan Eberle, very late in the game, ties up the game at 3 with his 25th of the year after Jake Gardner had given Toronto the lead in the third period. In the overtime, 1:39 in, Tim Connolly for Toronto gets his 8th of the year on an assist from Leupold. Toronto 4, Edmonton 3. A couple of other games quickly. Colorado goes up to Vancouver. Roberto Luongo has a good, the good Roberto Luongo showed up for Vancouver. Vancouver beats Colorado 3-1. David Booth gets his 11th. Yannick Hansen is 14th. And Alexander Burrows is 20th for Vancouver. That's their scoring. The only goal for Colorado. Eric Johnson gets his 3rd. Luongo gets the win as goalie. The up and down Vancouver Canucks up last night. Vancouver 3. Colorado 1. A couple of other games quickly in the NHL. The Ducks beat the Penguins 2-1. Perry scores his 28th, and Teemu Selanne is 19th for the Ducks. Stahl has his 17th for the Penguins. Still no Sidney Crosby, of course, for Pittsburgh. Ottawa buries the Panthers in Florida. Ottawa, a pretty good team, 30-22-8. Senators, 6. Panthers, 2. Daniel Alfredson scores his 20th. McCulloch scores his 25th. For the Panthers, Bergenheim gets his 12th of the year. Ottawa 6, Florida 2. Want to go now quickly to tonight's TV. Lots on TV tonight. Hockey, if you get MSG Network, the Blackhawks at the Rangers, 7 o'clock. Again, the Rangers are the hottest team in hockey. Arguably the best team in hockey. Yes, a point behind the Blues, but 3 games in hand. Also, that's 7 o'clock Eastern. 8 o'clock Eastern, the Islanders out in St. Louis to play the Blues. That's on MSG Plus. In basketball, if you get the YES Network, which, again, I'm told is national in scope now, the Yankee Network, 7 o'clock Eastern, the hapless Nets go out to Indiana to play the Pacers. Again, Indiana, one of those good mid-level teams in the NBA and the Eastern Conference. I don't think they can make a run in the playoffs. If you want to get a sense of the Chicago Bulls, because my sense is they're not going to be able to make that run that they made last year. Boston goes out to Chicago to play the Bulls. 8 o'clock Eastern, that's the first part of the TNT doubleheader. The nightcap is an interesting game if LaMarcus Aldridge comes back. The Clippers go up to Portland to play the Trailblazers. That's a 10:30 Eastern start, so that's the TNT doubleheader. Celtics at Bulls at 8 Eastern, Clippers at Trailblazers at 10:30 Eastern. As always, it seems now, a number of college basketball games on 7 o'clock Eastern. ESPN, a very good game. Wisconsin at Michigan State. Michigan State has crawled into the top 5-6 in the country. Wisconsin always tough, especially defensively. 7 o'clock Eastern on ESPN. 7 o'clock Eastern, ESPN2. Virginia Tech goes down to Tallahassee at Florida State. That's 7 o'clock Eastern on ESPN2. Iowa at Penn State, 8 p.m. Eastern, ESPNU. West Virginia at Pitt, 9 o'clock Eastern, ESPN. Vanderbilt at Mississippi, 9 o'clock Eastern, ESPN2. BYU at San Francisco, 10 p.m. Eastern, ESPNU. Gonzaga at Santa Clara, 11 o'clock, ESPN2. And Arizona State at Washington, 11 o'clock Eastern. That's on MSG+. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.